Today is 18th of April, and it's a week after Easter. And all that noise you hear in the background is from South China Sea, I believe you call it. And I'm still at Cameron. Anyway, I was planning to go home a little earlier, but it wound up. I went back too early and told him I wanted to come back. So now, I'm here for a month. I originally came in the 21st, went back out for the coming weekend, and I told them I want to go back in. They said, well, we'll see about it. Turned out someone got sick, so I took his place, came in and flew for one crew. And when my original crew came in, I flew with them. So today is our big day to go home. Nothing real exciting has happened up here since then. No. Nothing too exciting has happened in the whole month that I've been here. We've gone into some short strips. Most of that caisson Laotian input program is pretty well seized, desisted. Of what success it was, I really can't say. Doesn't appear it was too successful. Anyway, been practicing various things. A very cooperative aircraft commander, and the rest of the crew is pretty nice. We have a colored guy for an engineer who is a little quiet, but he knows what he's doing and he gets along with everybody else. And a navigator is one I've flown with before, and so everybody gets along pretty good. And been able to get a little sun out here. It's in the 80s and 90s every day. I suppose I've gotten down to the beach, every other day or every third day. And we're not flying. So, hasn't been real bad, although I'm ready to go back to Clark for a couple of days. Maybe a couple of weeks, if it turns out right. Also have a ProTac check to take, which will be, hopefully not too difficult. I'm sure I'll be able to do it. I already took the writtens back in February, so I'll take that. Plus, I want to talk to the squadron commander to see about upgrading to first pilot, then which is phase one of the upgrade program to aircraft commander. Hopefully I can do this before I go home in August. Ford will help me when I return to the States as far as upgrading there also. Doesn't look like going to be too exciting flying over here anymore. It's kind of dying down, and things aren't happening as fast as they used to. Even length of trips and amount of flying time is kind of going down. Number of airplanes going here. Some of our airplanes back at Clark are going back into the guards, and It kind of appears that it's more or less waning. Hopefully it'll remain that way and don't have to worry about coming back to this mess any longer. When I get back to Clark, I stopped on at Phnom Penh and picked up what they call temple rubbings. And I'll have these framed when I go back to the Philippines, because it's cheaper to have everything done over here, obviously, than back in the States. And a few brass things, which are kind of nice. And not too much has happened over there ever since the last. There goes another grunt helicopter. since the last little episode they had down there when all the planes were blowing up in the hangars and that. All it is now, instead of rebuilding, it's just kind of laid around black, charred, cindered. It's not too pretty. But at least I can say more for the Cambodians than I can the Vietnamese. A little harder working people, and they're more determined. They seem to get more done with much, much less. I would be safe to say that the future of Cambodia is probably brighter than the future of Vietnam. So anyway, this afternoon, probably about 4 or 5 o'clock, we'll go down a flight plan and head on back. I don't know via which way. We might have to make one or two stops in country, but hopefully it's almost as direct as possible. Probably get back, take off around 8 o'clock and get back to Clark around midnight or so. Another night run. We've had plenty of night missions. The last couple of days have been reasonably acceptable. We've get up around 6 or 7, go down and fly, and come back about 6 or 7 in the evening, which is pretty nice. It beats going down about flying 9 o'clock at night and come back at 9 o'clock next morning. So all in all, I've gotten plenty of flying time the last couple months, and it's getting to the point where it's hours wise I should be able to upgrade over here, but I can't be utilized unless I extend, and I don't really plan on extending. I can't envision the life over here that well, although the water is nice over here and it's fun to swim. It just still there's quite a bit missing. I hope everybody back home is fine, and Grandma Reese is recovering from her operation. And I don't believe I've gotten your address, her new address yet. Maybe it's in my mail back at Clark. I know I'm getting my mail for the last month, and so I'm probably a little bit behind on the letters. And probably when I get back, you'll get a letter from me too. But I was going to try and finish this tape today so I could send it to you before I left today. And if I'm at all successful, it will be in the mail. This is being taped over a tape I made just before I went home in January. And I was listening to it, and I just soon make another one. It wasn't the best in the world. So I noticed in the newspaper that temperature back home is getting up in the 70s, and that means springtime must be there. And it's kind of hard to differentiate the seasons here. Either it's wet or dry, and that's about the extent of it. Temperature remains almost the same. But flowers are blooming, the grass is turning green. I suppose you have to get out and see if a lawnmower is going to work. And various things. By now, I suppose you've been up to the cabin, tried out your new fishing rod there, and hope it's what you wanted or what you can use. And maybe this fall I might be able to get up there for a couple days. Wonders never cease, you know. Try and get around as much as possible. So back here, I have a beautiful camera and the sun's hot. And I'm just out here getting all the sun I can. Just resting up, not doing much today. We got done flying last night about 6 or so. And took the bus up on the hill. And took a shower and went over, had supper, and saw a movie. They shine it up on the wall of the mess hall on the outside, and the wind blows and the helicopters fly by, and the wall is corrugated, so it's not the best movie screen in the world, but over here they're not too concerned about that, I guess. How was your Easter vacation and all that came with it? I imagine the people were entertaining and eating as usual. and get a whole week off, I suppose, Dad, from the rigors of the kids. Going back for one last final push, get out first part of June, I suppose. You gonna live up at the cabin this year, this summer, or what are your plans for this summer? I suppose that those 3 month vacations are just a bit too much to take once in a while. It's a good deal. It's very tempting to become a teacher just for that. No, I really don't know what I'll do about that. But just a thought, were you planning to plant any more trees up there, like next spring or the whenever? Whatever you're thinking about it is, let me know. And I was just thinking that since that one crop is getting so big, it wouldn't hurt to maybe start another crop. I suppose I didn't mention it, or I could have said it in a letter, I really can't remember. Is that I may just go to Hong Kong. A friend of mine went there last week, and I'll probably get to see him when I go back to Clark, so I'm going to find out how good a deal it was. And I just may take a couple days and Ziggy over there for one vacation over in the Orient before I leave for good. Also, I might go back to Taiwan for a couple days to sell my car in July, because I found out about that the last time I was in there, and I can't sell it till July, so it has to be taken care of, and I imagine I'll have to do it myself. It can't be done by anybody else, which isn't too pleasant, but that's the way it goes about that. Also, while I was here this time, my accomplishment, I made a tape to try again back home. The machines here aren't quite as good. They're a cheaper model than the ones that were down in Saigon. So we'll see what they turn out like when I go back to Clark, play it. Don't like it, can always erase it. That's one good thing about tapes. They're quite easily changed. And go back, I'm gonna find out more things about processing out and getting a whole baggage arranged for and ship my motorcycle back and a few things like that. It's all reversing itself after checking in. Now it's just the other way around. I don't really mind because it'll be a relief to leave. The only thing that's been really enjoyable is the extent of the flying. It's very I don't know if you want to put a fun, interesting, and I've really enjoyed it. But other than that, I think I could let the sun keep shining over here and the rest of us can go home too. Well, here I am back in the room out of the sun. Got a little salt off, and gonna look forward to packing up my bags now and my temple rubbings. Gotta go keep up that shopping, you know. And probably go down to the Navy Club for dinner this afternoon. And after that, we'll go down, strolling down to operations and flight plan. And go out to the flight line and hop in the airplane and fly away. And I really can't think of much else to say after playing back tape and listen to it, but hope to hear from you on a tape and say hi to everybody for me, and hope everybody's fine. I'm not working too hard and I'm in the best of health, feel good, and won't be long and I'll be coming back. I guess it looks like 4 more months. Well, bye for now, and send another tape when I get the time or feel ambitious like today. Bye now.